Oh, I bumped the shit out of that. Ah, that did not feel good. I know. I'm trying to take care of it, baby. What do you mean? I'm not trying to ruin my new tattoo. Are you kidding me? Spent so much on this baby, and I'm not gonna just mess it up immediately when I get home. I know I gotta be more gentle with it. Yeah, it's sore. Oh man. Yeah, look at it. Yeah, it's weird. Like it's super weird. I like it. It's just like I've never had a tattoo before. Yeah, I mean I know that was abundantly apparent when I was getting it. I thought I did pretty good. I didn't wince too much. When they got in this part here, that was sensitive. I did not like that. That did not feel good. But everything else was pretty okay. I think it looks badass. I think it looks really cool. Yeah, I mean, I want to, I want to finish it and make it a sleeve, but it just like, I think I should just live with this on my arm a little bit longer. If anything, I think it should come up into my like chest. Like I want to go up and not go down, because I kind of want to leave my forearms like nor like not. Yeah, like Yakuza rules, exactly. Like only the parts that are covered in a suit. Is the parts that I want tattoos on. I don't want to have so many exposed tattoos. Although this one's going to be slightly exposed a little bit, but it's okay. It's my first one. Oh, I love it. I love it already. Like when I was getting it, I was already in love with it. And I, like, now it's like on my skin, it's permanent. I'm like, yes. Oh no, he did a good job. He did such a good job. Like, I know I gotta, like, take care of it now. That's the important thing, is the taking care of it, which. Did you listen to the stuff about taking care of it? Because I didn't really listen that well about it. No, I mean, I figured I could just Google it tonight. Okay, I'll do it right now. Let me see. Tattoo care. I know you can tell me. I know you're not going to tell me. I was hoping you'd be my tattoo Sherpa, because you have so many tattoos already. No, I gotta figure it out myself. That's fine. Ah, here it is. This is perfect. How to take care of a new tattoo. Wonderful. Touch your tattoo with a clean hand only. All right, well, it's covered in this like saran wrap thing, so that's basically fine. Only wash the with antibacterial soap and pat dry. Isn't all soap antibacterial? Like, does that mean? Like, is there soaps that I can't use on this? Like, what other soaps are there besides antibacterial soap? Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Okay. I mean, that's easy enough to do. Apply ointment recommended by tattoo artists to keep area moist. And yes, I did remember the yes, I remember that list. That is a list I do remember. Let it breathe. Wait, so does that mean I should take it off of this thing? Or should I leave it in this thing longer or what? Yeah, I guess I can take it off pretty soon. Don't pick or itch it. Oh no. And avoid prolonged exposure to sun. The sun thing's easy. Oh no, don't pick and itch it. Is it gonna get really, really, really itchy? Oh no. Oh no, I'm so bad about that. Are you kidding me? Oh, it's gonna be so hard not to scratch it. Yeah, I'm slightly worried about that. Like when I'm sleeping, I feel like I might just do it when I'm sleeping and I won't be aware of it. I know, I just have to like actively think not to scratch it. Oh man. No, I never got chicken pox. If I got chicken pox, it would have been disastrous. When I was a child and I got mosquito bites, it was a problem. Like oh man, I was the worst with it. I would love It's so bad. You just want to scratch it. Oh no. Well, I'm kind of bummed it's gonna get itchy and dry out. I guess that's what the moisture is that what the, that's what the lotion's for, isn't it? Yeah, to keep it hydrated. Okay. I remember. Do you not remember when I was like, I'm gonna get a tattoo, and you're like, okay. And I was like, but I'm only gonna get a tattoo if you promise that you'll help me take care of it. And you're like, oh, of course. And I was like, okay, great. And now it feels like you're kind of backing out on your side of the agreement here. You're letting me to the wolves here. I'm like, no, I know you really wouldn't come here. I know you really wouldn't. I'm just saying, not helping me out, making me have to Google a list. Yeah, you just like seeing me sweat. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. I figured you of all people want this tattoo to keep looking good. Yeah, I know how much you like it, so I figured you'd want to take care of it. Yeah, I know. I also have to know how to take care of it myself, too, in case I get another one and you're not around. No, because, like, you're on a trip or something, and I surprise you with, like, another tattoo. Oh, no, I'm not doing my leg. Oh, man. People were talking about, like, leg tattoos. I think that's so sensitive. This is too sensitive for me. Yeah, this inner arm part was, like, rough as it was. I wasn't loving this part. But, yeah, so I can imagine. Yeah, people do hand tattoos. That must be so painful. I don't know. But you said you enjoyed your tattoo. You were like, I was loving it in the chair. I was like, I don't know how you have that experience. I think we derive different pleasures from pain. Yeah, just a little bit, which is fine. I just don't get any satisfaction with tiny needles poking inside of me, actually, believe it or not. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't get one in college. Yeah, because that college tattoo would have been gnarly. Yeah, the dude didn't even know how to use the tattoo gun. He was just like, yeah, I got it. I'll give you a free tattoo if you want. I was like, maybe. And I was like this close to getting it. Oh, it would have been trash. It would have been like my name or something. Or it would have been like a really bad impression of my face on my arm. Or something. It would have been atrocious. Yeah, I'm glad I had enough common sense in college to say no to that. Or at least to not. Maybe I don't think I said no. I think I just didn't follow up. If I followed up, I probably would have a tattoo that I regret right now. Oh, I was definitely in a space where I would have gotten a regrettable tattoo. I'm actually shocked that I've gone this long in life without one. I figured I would be getting a lot of art way earlier in life. And the fact that it's like, I feel like I'm kind of late in life for getting tattoos. I'm happy I'm getting them, but yeah, but I think now is the time, because, like, now I know my body, and I'm like, this is permanent, I'm happy this is permanent. Like, I know I'm never going to want to remove this. I'm like, I'm super thrilled on it. Yeah, I just now have to take care of it. That's the daunting part. I know. I appreciate it. Thank you for helping me take care of my tattoo. You're the best. Thank you, love. Yes, I think we should do matching ones at some point. I don't know what we'd do, but I'm super down. We can get them in different places in our body, but just similar styles or something. Yeah, I'm all about it. Like, once this heals, we can probably... I have the tattoo bug. I have the fever for more tattoos. So yeah, once this heals, I'm going to be back in there for sure. So I'm going to go back and then we can get something together. Deal? Mm-hmm. And hopefully by then I'll know how to take care of it properly too. I love you so much.